Howdy guys, this is Philip Tensley and welcome to the Tensley Talks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. The first of many, many podcast episodes. Today we are going over how to buy a house in five quick steps. First and most important step is to find a realtor. That realtor is going to discuss you and your situation, your finances, in order to put you in contact with the best lending professional based on your current situation. It is imperative that you reach out to a local real estate professional in order to find out exactly who it is that's local in your market that can fit your lending needs. Many people have a broad misconception in regards to lending and how much money you need to put down and what your credit score needs to be. So it is, again, very, very important in order to ensure who to contact and who to be in contact with in regards to your loan. The second step of that is to get pre-approved. Getting pre-approved, I would consider single-handedly the most important step, but again, it is based on your particular situation. Many people seem to get discouraged or for whatever reason tend to bow out if they're not approved by one specific lender. Each lender has a very specific set and strict lending regulations based on their specific financial institution or who they choose to do all of their loans as far as third party through. So again, getting in touch with a realtor to discuss your options is imperative. So that pre-approval is going to tell you what you can afford, and based on what you can afford, they're going to break down everything for you. They're going to go over PMI and how much your mortgage payment will be, potential taxes on the property. And again, that's inclusive of homestead and any exemptions that you would file. That'll be in later podcasts. We'll definitely go over. So once we know what you can afford, we're going to go out and find a house. That is my job as your real estate professional, to sit down with you to discuss what you're looking for as far as your needs for your family in order to ensure that we know what you're looking for. Now, we may have to take, you know, some time to go out and look at a few properties because many people are unrealistic. They think that $100,000 can buy them the most biggest and beautiful house on the block. So it is very important to know what you can afford and set realistic expectations behind that. So once we find that perfect house, we then submit an offer. And then 30 to 45 days later, we attend closing. Please listen to my other and future podcasts for additional information. Again, I appreciate you tuning in. Thank you so much. Again, this is Philip Tensley. This is the Tensley Talks. We're going to be going over everything from real estate to business and entrepreneurship and everything in between. Please continue to tune in. Look forward to seeing you guys as listeners. Thanks so much.